has given to us. And the word forgiving is normally didymi. And it just means, here, you know, I give it to you. Didymi. But that's not this word. Doreomai is this word. And it's a little different. It's not just giving. This word is to bestow. This verb is to bestow on someone. So it says his divine power has bestowed on us all things. Then I learned it pertain. That's pros. What's pros? Yes, ma'am. Interacting with. Towards with the idea of touching, that engaging, interfacing with. His divine power has bestowed on us all that is engaging with Zoe and Eusebia. Zoe, we all know that's life, right? Eusebia, translated godliness. We've talked about it before. We're going to go there again. But I want us to take a look at this word, Zoe. How many of y'all are familiar with the word? Okay, good. Everybody. I was taught that this word referred to God's life. Like the life of God. And people would say it's like eternal life. Like that's the God, the way I learned it exactly was the God kind of life. And as I was looking at it the other day, it was one of those things where it became a little bit ambiguous in my mind. So I started digging. And I found out that actually the Greeks would have translated this word more like vitality. Okay? When we think of life, what do you think of? Living? Life. Breathing will work. Life. Okay? And then again, from that Christian connotation, you know, it was God's life. But I begin to realize that this word is used all kind of places, even in the book, that it's not really referring to God. Now, probably most of the time, maybe somewhere over half it is, but not always. So I'm thinking, okay, let's think this through. The Greeks are thinking their idea would have been more like vitality. The living vitality. And they looked at it as everything. Like you could look at a plant. Okay? A plant's living, right? Okay? Everything has life in it. And the idea of vitality gives you that idea of like, you know, got a little energy, right? It's a vitality. And then you begin to realize, well, wait a minute, when you think about God, who created all life? God. So is that vitality also God's life? It would kind of have to be if it all came from him, right? Okay. But so it's not just life, and it's not just God's life, like God kind of life. It's that all life comes out from God because he's the creator of all things. But a little past that, it's not just like life laying there. It's like life dancing around a little bit. It's like energized some, right? And all of a sudden, you've got the picture of this word when he says that he has bestowed on us all things that are engaged or interfacing with vitality, with this living that goes on. Like, you know, that sounds like a little Eastern mysticism, right? You know, and I go back to that thing from decades ago. You know, what do you think this is? You know, Western rationalism. But this is mysterious, okay? The mystery of the gospel. It's not mysterious because it's hidden away. It's mysterious because it has to be revealed, right? Because you can't just see it, and you have to learn to walk in it, quote, by faith, which means you're going by what you can't see. Okay. This life, all these things engaging with the vitality of life, and Eusebia, that you is good. Sabia would be response. This response is the inward response. It is a good response, but the idea is it's what's coming from the inside of you, which is why it is coupled here. Peter puts it together with life. Okay? He has given you all things that are needed for you to have this life, and that comes from the response, that good response that you have to God, who's the creator of all of the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, amen. So these words are true. That's really cool to stop and think about building that knowledge, that picture in you, in understanding those simple things, and I'm sure all of you already know. Think about, make a little combination before we move on. Zoepoel. Okay, Zoepoel is to combine Zoe, which we'll say is life or vitality, right? That vitality, that living that is, and poel, which is to produce or perform. And it's translated in King James and others, quicken, like Romans 8:11, right? If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells, has taken up residence in you, then the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead will zoepoeo. He will produce that vitality of life. The same thing that was in Jesus, that living vitality of all life from the creator of all things, he will zoepoeo, he will produce that life. Make whole, make alive, make well, supernaturally energized, invigorate, renewed, restored. Ah, that's by the Spirit, by the one who dwells in you. And I remember how wonderful the revelation was, all of those now probably a couple of decades or more ago, several, when I realized that that's not talking about the resurrection, our bodily resurrection, because he said it's going to happen by the Spirit who is dwelling, has taken up residence in your mortal body. Okay? So, yeah, is that going to happen in the resurrection? Yes, that's not what he's talking about. What Paul said is, the verse before that, the Spirit is life. The Spirit is life. The Spirit is life.